This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
That's the voice of your AAA national champion, Durham Bulls, Patrick Kennis, calling the hammock home run earlier in the year. Apparently it went out of the park, into a hammock, and then somebody popped their head out who was not at the game, but clearly was watching the game because they were like, wait a minute, I think that ball just landed out on my porch. And they came and they grabbed it. That was a nice moment, but an even better moment for the Bulls was when they clinched the AAA championship this weekend. First, I think it's they won the international title, and then they go and play the winner of the other AAA league. I forget what that one is. And they are the champs. Third time in 12 years, the greatest franchise in minor league baseball. Now, personally, for me, it's the Mudcats. But in terms of notoriety, game day atmosphere, probably the attendance, they are always near the top and in the top five. And then play on the field. If you factor all those things in, the Durham Bulls are the best minor league team. And North Carolina is a minor league baseball state. That's one of the reasons I don't want Major League Baseball here.
Yeah.
I want us to keep minor league in all the cities that we have it now. And that's going to be a tough fight. And I don't know if Adam Gold has talked about the unionizing of minor leagues, which is good in some ways, but also I fear might lead to the contraction of teams. So I love our minor league setup, and I love that the Durham Bulls are sort of the flagship minor league baseball team for a minor league baseball state of North Carolina. We had a lot happen this weekend. We got some sound from all those things that happened. We play them for you.
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We're talking retirement and coach. I'm a simple guy, but I like colors. Tell me how I can color code money and get ready for retirement.
I like colors too. I like pictures. Colors. I like graphs. I don't like just a bunch of words. And so what we try to do is we try to break down all those words on your statement, all those numbers into three colors, red, green, yellow. People are amazed when they come in, and most of their money is in the red category.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Now, red means high horsepower potential. It also means high loss potential. So you have to, it's a give and take. You can, are you willing to do that or that? Yellow means liquid money. You can get it any time. It's not going to earn anything. Green gives you safe growth, but also gives you lifetime income. As we get closer to retirement, we need some green accounts. We need the green zone, we call it. In Baghdad, green zone was important. Green zone's important for you, too. The next 10 people, Adam, it's a $1,000 value. Golden ticket we're going to put together for you, your very own total plan that has a green zone.
It's a traffic light. I hope it's green for you. 800-661-7383 or text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuiter.
We wash them. We hang them up to dry on our wall of sound.
The wall of sound is a function of this studio. There's no doubt about it.
First up, let's pull on your heartstrings a little bit. UNC got a win 41-10 over Virginia Tech, but they were honoring cancer survivors, particularly a guy in their squad that's going through the battle right now, Tyler Kraft. And when he was asked about it after the game, Mac Brown got emotional. Here's what it sounded like.
Something that hits close to home for you and means a lot to you, but now even more for this program. With that young man standing right over to our right, Tylee Kraft, to have the opportunity to honor him and to celebrate him and what he means to this program. What does it mean to you?
It's really special, especially on his 21st birthday. And we love him. He's for everybody out there that's fighting cancer, people care. We care about him. We care about the other people that we acknowledged and loved this week. It's a tough fight, but no, you're not in it by yourself.
Coach Brown, we appreciate that. Thank you so much.
That was Mac Brown honoring Tylee Kraft and all the cancer survivors there. One of the coolest things that sports does, the Canes for cancer games, the stuff that Jimmy V does, the stuff that Dick Vitale does for the V Foundation, having the V Foundation here in our backyard, the connection between cancer and sports, both, you know, doing real work, raising funds, always cool, but also just sports provide some of those joy moments and some of those tough times for cancer. And so it's always cool when you can find teams do that. You know, everybody rallies around the person, how it affects their family. We've seen this happening, you know, with Clemson, not cancer necessarily, but just different fights. But then they broaden it to include everybody because they know it's personal to them, but everybody's got a personal connection. So it's cool when you see a team honor one of their own, but also sort of embrace the larger cancer community. And very cool to see a bigger than sports moment there from UNC coach Mack Brown. One of the coolest things I saw this weekend was the NFL. I said this earlier. I love it, the fact that this is almost like the it's not quite the same, but we've almost gotten to the point where anytime like a lineman picks up a fumble and scores, people are like, fat guy touchdown! Like, that's just become what it's known yes. as. Across the board, it's like, fat guy touchdown!
Big guy running!
Yes, love it. The same thing, when that ball hits the upright and the crossbar, or sometimes it'll be the double crossbar. I don't know if I've ever seen a double upright. That would be crazy.
Wow, yeah.
But when it hits the upright and the crossbar, we know what to call it now. Here it was in the Saints-Vikings game this weekend in London.
Can nail this sucker. Good snap. Good hold. Let's his kick on the way. And it is off the uprights.
Double doink. Double doink.
And it is over in London.
Just one of those great things in sports, right? You can't plan for it. As I said, maybe we should be able to plan for it.
Yeah.
We should be able to kick. I mean, maybe we need to make it 10 points. I don't honestly know what... Sure. The difficulty level of it is.
I mean, they should do that in the Pro Bowl because nobody really cares anyway. That'd be the perfect time to do it.
It's a great call. And, you know, they're changing out the Pro Bowl now this year.
Yes.
Right? They're not even going to play a game. So, yes, watching kickers aim for.
Why not?
I used to, when I was in, I spent a summer in Spain, and, you know, over there, soccer's huge. And, you know, when you can, you could play a pickup game of soccer. But when you can't, and you just got three guys around, but they still want to play some sort of competition, they would do the same, a similar game where. You had to, one person would kick, and wherever the ball, wherever the next person got the ball, they would have to kick from that spot, shooting a goal. But it didn't matter if you made the goal, it had to go off part of the goal frame and in for you to get points, right?
Wow.
And so, like, and I was terrible at it, but, like, these guys were amazingly good.
Mm-hmm.
And not only, you know, I'm trying to make a goal, they could graze it off a bar and in. I feel like NFL kickers are that good, and I feel like we should be offering them higher value point to be able to take kicks that go off the doink.
Sure.
I mean, they go off the upright, they get a doink. If you could call a double doink, it should be game over.
Oh, done.
Like, if you go up and you say,
I'm
hey,
a double doink
I'm double doinking it, and you do it, that should be ball game.
Double doink done. Out.
Absolutely. Then Justin Tucker would be the MVP of the NFL, finally. As he should be. As he should be. One of the big... takeaways from the Panthers game this weekend was, once again, how bad their offense is, how mad the fans were because they were booing, but also how short and unable to throw over people Baker Mayfield is. Matt Rhule talked about all the balls getting batted down in a way that only Matt Rhule can describe it.
Yeah, you know, they showed up today, so there's no, you know, there's no denying that we have to get it fixed. I think for us, you know, we have to go back and watch the tape. You know, that last one was fourth and, you know, half a foot, you know, it was a handoff to Christian with an RPO versus free access, kind of the same type of a throw that we had made before the half to DJ to kick the field goal, you know, sort of that out route. And I'd have to see the tape. I know they blitzed off the edge, so I'd have to see exactly. But I saw one on the Jumbotron. You know, they just kind of mirrored the quarterback and got their hands up. So I can't give you a definitive, hey, we have to do this. I do know that we have to get it corrected, right? That's too many. And obviously one leading to the, you know, to a back-breaking, you know, interception, you know, that led to, I think it was 10 points off of turnovers.
In a way, I mean, I don't want to be just piling on Matt Rhule. It's easy to do. Like, I think some of it is involved in him not trying to throw players under the bus. He doesn't want to come out and say,
right,
Baker's got to do a better job on that, because he wants to look at the tape and see, well, maybe the guy blocking did a terrible job. But it's like, dude, what? And I mean, he did say it's got to be corrected. But again, my favorite new phrase, and I'm a little upset because I didn't get a chance to talk to Dennis Cox. He has launched his latest Matt Rhule parody video into the internet. But I should have told him to work in what Matt Rhule started with, because he said, how about the batted balls? And give me that first phrase again.
Oh.
Oh, yes, yes, sorry. Give me what he says right there at the very beginning.
Yeah, you know, they showed up today.
They
showed up.
Batted balls showed up. They appeared. Oh, look, it's a bag of batted balls. We're going to deal with these today. I mean, just pure Matt Rhule. They showed up. Not we threw them. Not we messed up. Not our offensive line either needs to, you know, block guys better. Our quarterback needs to move it around a little bit more. They showed up. They showed up. I want to take that to like other sports. Like, oh, you got like knocked out in MMA. Like, you know, his kicks showed up today.
Right.
His right hand showed up in my face. Batted balls showed up. Only Matt Rhule can do it. Baker Mayfield started, he got asked about the booze. He started asking very direct questions. One of those direct questions was if he feels he's being put in the best position to succeed, which I got to credit. Much like we credit Matt Rhule with doing Matt Rhule speak, the media doing a little media questioning is, are you being put in the best position to succeed? Which is basically saying, is the coaching staff screwing up here?
Yes.
We're giving you a chance to say it's not you, it's them. Are you being put in the best position to succeed? Are you, Baker?
Over the crossbar! And the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19th, 2006. But it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th anniversary wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, I'm not going to fall for that trap. No, we have plays to be made. I mean, we got to find ways to complete the ball. And we had a good game plan. We didn't execute it. And so, like I said, you got to look at the tape, figure it out, and go from there.
Everyone's looking at
now
the tape.
Now he's looking at the tape.
I have to be honest. I'm pulling back the curtain too, right? Mm-hmm. So Victoria pulls a bunch of the audio and she writes descriptors of what they are. Sometimes if I don't fully, either I want to hear the audio specifically because I'm not sure based on the description, I know exactly what's being said and I want to be able to comment on it. That one I had not listened to because their description was like Baker on how he feels if he's being put in the best position to succeed.
Uh-huh.
I did not know he was going to say, I'm not falling for that trap, man.
Uh-huh.
I did not realize that he himself smelled out the media speak that was going on there. So well done for them. He was also asked how long he thinks it will take the offense to improve. Here's Baker Mayfield again.
We're close. I mean, like I said, there's plays to be made that we just didn't today. So, I mean, if we make a few of those, this is a different ballgame. And we're not sitting here acting like the world's ending. So, like I said, we're going to look at the tape, figure it out.
Everyone's looking at the tape.
Yeah.
Also, you weren't as close because the defense had to pick you up and score a touchdown. If they hadn't scored that touchdown, you wouldn't have really even been in the game.
Exactly.
So, like, you got some breaks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't act like it wasn't just a matter of execution. You're bad. Your team's bad. Your coaches are bad. Pulling quarterbacks that other teams are getting rid of is a bad way to run franchises, and to do it continually is bad. Everything about the Panthers is bad. He didn't say how long it's going to take to get the offense be where it needs to be, but
terrible.
It's not going to be.
It's not going to be anytime soon.
It's not going to be this season. I don't think.
No,
we'll see. On that note, I'm going to do that a little bit later.
Sure.
I have computer problems over here, Victoria.
Oh, technology!
My bad iPad or my cheapo knockoff iPad went skitsy on me.
That happens.
So on the other side, we've got another cheating scandal in sports.
Uh-oh.
Last time I was here, it was chess.
Yes, I remember that.
A very
that.
Interesting way of cheating at chess.
Speaking of going to the bathroom.
What?
Over the crossbar! And the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19th, 2006. But it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.